3. Islanders called him the man who makes human beings. They were referring to the French painter Paul Gauguin, who wrote about the epithet in his travelogue about Tahiti called Noah Noah. Perhaps locals perceived Gauguin as a strange figure who created human beings with brushes because they were unaware painting existed as a profession.An artwork left behind by the painter also seems to have done some strange wandering. A still life by Gauguin, which was stolen 44 years ago in Britain, turned up in the southern Italian island of Sicily, along with another piece by a different artist. Together, the artworks are worth about 1.5 billion yen. The paintings turned out to be in the possession of a former Turin factory worker, who bought them 39 years ago for 3,200 yen without knowing they were stolen. They were hung on the walls of his house in Sicily, where he now lives in retirement. The owner treasured the Gauguin work as a cheap painting by some unknown artist. He probably valued it for the peace of mind and excitement it provided, not because it was painted by Gauguin.How bittersweet the story feels to this writer, who just danced to the tune of a story that carried the names of Riken Research Institute and Nature magazine, which he depended on too much. I feel as if the man who made human beings helped me mend my defect of depending too much on names.